Tantor Audio presents Plagued by Quilt by Molly McRae. Narrated by Emily Durante. Chapter 1.
But where will we find the real story? Where will we find the dirt? Where?
The end of Philip Bell's question disappeared as he paced the stage in the small auditorium at the Holston Homeplace Living History Farm, hands behind his back. The 24 high school students in the audience tracked his movements like metronomes. I watched from the door where I could see their faces. Philip, who couldn't have been 10 years older than the youngest student, screwed his face into a puzzle of concentration as he continued pacing. He brought one hand from behind his back to stroke the neat line of beard along his chin. If he hadn't been dressed in a mid-19th century farmer's heavy brogues, brown cotton trousers, linen shirt, and wide-brimmed felt hat, he would have looked like a freshly minted junior professor. The students' reactions to him were as entertaining as Philip himself. Without warning, Philip jerked to a stop, swiveled to face the students, and flung his arms wide.
"Where?"
he asked.
"Where are the bodies buried?"
Startled, the teens in the front row jumped back in their seats. The boy nearest me recovered first. He slouched down again, stretching his long legs out so his feet rested against the edge of the stage. He smirked at his neighbor, then turned the smirk to Philip.
"In the cemetery,"
the boy started to say. Philip flicked the answer away.
"No, no, no, not the cemetery. Boring places, completely predictable."
"Unlike Philip Bell," a woman's voice said behind my left ear. "Full of himself, isn't he? What a showman."
I glanced over my shoulder to smile at Nadine Solberg.